Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good afternoon, Stormwatchers. I'm Chip Merriweather, and this is... Scoops? Where are you, Scoops? I swear Scoops is right here. Oh, dear. I seem to have knocked over the jar that contained Scoops' head. He must have rolled away. I should probably go look for him, but I have more important things to do, like telling you all about the Storm's game against the Crew last night. Storm and the Crew played an extremely tight back-and-forth game, filled with some great defensive plays and some timely hitting. Storm shut down the Crew in the first after some ground balls led to a short inning. Storm started strong. They strung together a bunch of singles and scored six. It's a good job, because they basically forgot how to hit for the next five innings. Storm only scored one over the next three frames, while the Crew brewed up eight runs. Both teams played excellent defense. It's actually an oversimplification to say Storm forgot how to hit, because the Crew stole a number of hits from Storm. The hot corner lived up to its name as both teams hit a number of hard ground balls to third that would be recorded as outs. The outfielders for both teams covered a lot of ground and very few balls fell in. I feel like this would be a moment where Scoops would have something witty to say about balls falling in on his honeymoon, or one of his many honeymoons. However, we must continue. The Crew outscored Storm from the second through six innings 9-3, and the game was tied going into the seventh. The Crew managed a run and took the lead. However, a storm was brewing in the bottom of the seventh. The first two batters got out, which put some pressure on Big Daddy D. But there was a low-pressure system moving through, with thunder rumbling and lightning flashes, and Big Daddy D under pressure. He singled to get the ball rolling. Baby Kangaroo somehow managed to get a short fly ball to hop out of the shortstop's glove, and Big Daddy D made it all the way around to third. He was thinking about going home, but the third base coach reeled him in and kept him at third. Then some quick and insightful coaching caused Storm to pinch run Special K for Baby Kangaroo, who has gone hopless. This was a big deal as the next ball was a one-hopper to short. He checked Big Daddy D at third, not sure why with two outs, then quickly turned to second to discover that Special K has been eating his Wheaties and was already there. By the time he looked at first, Lancer Beam had lasered past the base. It would be ruled a fielder's choice. The fielder chose to do nothing. Captain Underpants then came in to save the day. He drilled a single, and Big Daddy D and Special K scored for a dramatic win. Now, this is interesting because before the game, Al had asked some members of the team if it was better to get a lead, then give up some runs, putting pressure on the defense to hold the lead, or whether it was better to fall behind and put pressure on the offense trying to come back. Apparently, Storm really wanted an answer to this question, as they did both in this game. They took a six-run lead, gave it up, and then had to come back. But, as Shakespeare said, all's well that ends well, and Storm took home a much-needed victory. But, this was only the first game of a doubleheader. The second game was against Broadway. Would Storm be able to continue their good play and take both games of the doubleheader? We'll have to find out as you listen to the next episode of Stormwatch.
Stormwatch with Chip Merritt.